Time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And the reviews, just fantastic last week. And I'll be a part of that, too, because we went opening night, too, for A Chorus Line on stage at the Tibbetts Opera House, the second show of the Tibbetts Summer Theater season. And joining us in the studio, Nicholas Alexander Rodriguez, one of the featured actors in that show. Had you ever done Chorus Line before?
No, I haven't. I've seen it a couple times. My university had done it. I was a little scared because of how challenging the show is.
Yeah.
But it's really pushed me, and it's incredible. It's incredibly fun.
Yeah, I mean, tons of music, tons of dance within it, but then there's also tons of powerful moments. You know, and thinking back to the show, you probably have some of the most powerful moments, some of those big monologues you have.
Yeah.
Are you drained by the end of the night from that standpoint?
Well, the whole cast basically comes up to me like every day, and they're like, I don't know how you go through that every night, because most of everyone has a very comical number.
Yeah.
Or they do a dance, like Cassie, she has her big dance section. But Paul, because of his kind of different past, and he had a different entrance into the dance world, he gets a very special moment, which I actually enjoy it, because it takes you away from all the lights and spectacle, and it kind of brings you back down to earth for a little bit.
Well, I mean, he humanizes the show in some
right.
respects. I mean, just and people kind of hold their breath, I think, a little bit during some of the stuff that you're doing on stage.
It touches a lot of some racy stuff. Some things that I think are very apparent today. Some things that are that I think still are relevant in today's world.
Yeah.
Some subjects touches upon, you know, coming out as a young teenager, being gay, transgender. It's very deep. I don't want to give too much away, but it's very deep. And I do hope that after every performance that people, you know, either are touched by what Paul's story has to say, or are inclined to, you know, maybe change their outlook on, you know, the LGBT community.
Yeah, think about it, talk about it. Well, but, you know, in each one of the characters has a little bit different storyline, which is what kind of makes this play really work, of course, like, in addition, again, to the great dance and the great music with it, so... Yeah, very cool stuff. So what kind of took you on the path to acting, singing, dancing?
Well, I never considered myself a dancer first, which is interesting because now I'm doing a Chorus Line. But I was always singing in my high school choirs, show choirs. I had this fabulous high school choir director, Mrs. Lamera, who told me, you know, Nick, I think you could do it all. So I immediately canceled all my voice and classical voice auditions for colleges, and I switched over to music theater, got accepted at Montclair State, and I mean, I've been loving doing theater since I started out in late high school, but I didn't really start dancing till college, and Kevin, the director, was actually the first director I've worked with who's given me the chance to dance. So, like, to put my technique, I guess, into a show.
Yeah.
It's been very thrilling.
Well, you've been in some big shows, though, over the last few years here. Kiss of the Spider, City of Angels, also, Sweet Charity, Sweetie Todd. That's some pretty heavy resume stuff.
Yeah, I tend to do the more serious leading man type stuff. So, but this has been such a drift from what I usually do. It's been just so exciting, and it's been... I've grown so much as an actor and as a dancer. I can't thank Tibbetts enough for this opportunity.
But at the same time, you're the only one, I think, who has on their resume performing the national anthem at Madison Square Garden. Fight Night.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was something else.
Okay, so were the knees knocking a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, I did some stuff with NBC before their Dateline series. We did something on, it was on racism in high schools.
Okay.
But then they asked me to come back and do this little thing on Madison Square Garden, which was pretty incredible. I got to sit in the VIP section and meet some of the boxers. So
yeah,
it was amazing.
But just sing the national anthem, at
right?
Madison
and
Square
then
Garden.
I'm walking through the aisles to get to the stage, and you have all the posters of all the different singers and performers who have been through there, and it was very surreal. To this day, I still kind of think back to there. I get a little knot in my stomach.
Like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yeah. Wow. So, well, and unfortunately, you're only here for the one show for Tibbetts this summer, just in a chorus line. But what's next for Nicholas?
I'll be off back to New Jersey. I'm going to go to Ocean City Theater Company. And it's in Ocean City, New Jersey. It's beautiful beachfront. I'll be doing Swing and Joseph there. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And then after that, I'll be joining the national tour of Sister Act, and I'll be playing the role of Pablo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So we'll see you touring the nation then for that.
Yeah.
Then.
Maybe okay. I'll come by somewhere around here.
Okay.
On the Great Lakes area.
We'll look for it. Nicholas Alexander Rodriguez, who's part of the cast of A Chorus Line, which runs through this weekend, Wednesday afternoon matinee, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows. The final three shows, great reviews from everybody, all the newspapers and everybody that we talked to. And, of course, you always saw it opening night, too. So great stuff on stage at the Tibbetts with A Chorus Line. They follow that up, of course, with Guys and Dolls. And then also opening this weekend for Popcorn Theater, it is Jack and the Beanstalk. Friday, Saturday this week, Friday, Saturday the next week. So break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for gracing us with your presence here in Coldwater.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Nicholas Rodriguez with us in the studio this morning on our Tibbetts Talk.